Proclamation number 7946 of 21st of July, 1961. Teachers are trained by God Himself. I want to be your constant teacher. Only then will you be guaranteed to walk in truth and also be able to teach your fellow human beings again, if you yourselves abide by my word, which you receive from me. I seek to impart knowledge to you. First of all, I preach love to you, because only then will you be able to receive true knowledge from me and also understand it. And so you should also do it. You should first offer your fellow human beings the gospel of love, for only then can you offer them the truth from me if they accept the divine teaching of love and follow it. Because only then will the Spirit in them guarantee right thinking and thus also right understanding for deeper wisdoms. I cannot address all people directly, therefore I need mediators, I need willing servants who allow themselves to be trained as my teachers by myself. Who are willing to pass on again what they receive themselves. Who are also themselves so far pre-educated by me that they are active for me in my will. And if I now instruct them myself, I will also give them the right understanding for it, and they can now also safely exercise their teaching ministry. They will always speak what I myself convey to them through the Spirit. They will never enlighten their fellow human beings out of their intellect, but only ever speak guided by my Spirit. They will also have the gift to express themselves intelligibly so that the fellow human being will indeed believe to hear the words of a human being, but these words will touch his heart and can be perceived as divine words. Since I want the truth to be conveyed to people, I also have to educate suitable teachers to whom I convey my word directly, whom I therefore address directly and instruct myself, and who then cannot err if they represent the truth from me. And therefore these teachers are also given extensive spiritual knowledge, because they should answer every question and also have to be able to refute every objection. And thus those who receive my word directly from me will also be able to understand everything themselves and therefore also speak with conviction again. You humans should therefore not assume that they only mechanically receive spiritual knowledge which they themselves cannot grasp or judge. For as soon as the prerequisites are in place for me to address a person directly because he has a mission to fulfill, then there is also a guarantee that the person will recognize the spiritual knowledge he receives, for he will be guided by me myself into recognizing it. He will be given light himself, and thus his thinking must also be right. My word is always blessed with my strength, and this strength does not fail to have an effect. The human being's soul matures, and this means that it increasingly enters the state of light, that it has given back the knowledge it originally possessed. It means that the human being, whom I can address directly, will become enlightened from within, and that he will also understand all knowledge which is presented to him. And then he is also able to teach and to clearly and comprehensibly explain the correlations to his fellow human beings. He is able to pass on the pure truth when the opportunity arises in spiritual exchange. For he has declared himself willing to serve me. Thus I will use him where I need him. And he will then also speak on my behalf when he feels urged to speak for me and my kingdom. For then he will not speak himself, but I will speak through him. Then I make my promise come true, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Amen.